In the heart of Dallas, at the renowned Omni Dallas Hotel, fate wove an unexpected tapestry of encounters. A group of travelers, each hailing from distant corners of the globe, converged in the elegant lobby. Their backgrounds were as diverse as the cultures they represented, and their reasons for visiting this bustling Texan city were as varied as the stars in the night sky. Among them was Professor Amelia Hawthorne, a scholar whose expertise in 19th century Texan architecture had brought her across oceans and continents. Her eyes sparkled with scholarly fervor, eager to uncover the historical gems Dallas held. Miguel, a free-spirited artist from Barcelona, arrived with sketchbook in hand, his world painted with vibrant strokes of creativity. He sought inspiration in the unlikeliest of places, ready to capture the essence of Dallas in his art. Cynthia, a retired circus performer, carried with her an air of dramatic flair. Her arrival in Dallas was a quest for a quieter life, though her penchant for theatrics was never far behind. Harold and Edna, a couple celebrating their golden anniversary, exuded warmth and the kind of enduring love that transcended time. Their shared history was evident in the way they moved together, a testament to the strength of their bond. As they approached the check, in desk, anticipation hung in the air. The receptionist, with her poised demeanor, greeted them warmly. However, a mix-up with their reservations would soon lead them on a journey of unexpected camaraderie and laughter, the echoes of which would reverberate through the elegant halls of the Omni Dallas Hotel. Little did they know, the ensuing days would be filled with a series of comical misadventures, laughter, and the forging of unlikely friendships, leaving an indelible mark on their hearts and on the grand hotel they called their temporary home. With a shared sense of adventure, the travelers embraced the unforeseen arrangement of their accommodations. They entered the suite, their eyes wide with wonder at the opulence that surrounded them. The panoramic view of Dallas spread before them, a breathtaking tableau of urban splendor. Miguel, always attuned to the artistic potential of his surroundings, immediately set to work, sketching the cityscape with fervor. Professor Hawthorne, her curiosity piqued, examined the suite's historical details, eager to uncover the stories it held. As they settled in, a technological marvel caught their attention, a touchpad control panel that promised to mastermind the suite's amenities. What appeared to be a simple adjustment, however, quickly morphed into a comedy of errors. Lights flickered, curtains danced, and the temperature soared and plummeted at random intervals. Laughter filled the suite as they attempted to decode the intricacies of the high-tech controls. Miguel, ever the optimist, declared it a collaborative art project, while Cynthia, in theatrical fashion, took on the role of the suite's conductor, orchestrating its various functions with a flourish. Through this initial hurdle, the travelers discovered an unexpected camaraderie, their laughter bonding them in shared amusement. They approached each new challenge with a spirit of cooperation, determined to make the most of their accidental cohabitation. As they ventured out to explore Dallas, they carried with them the memory of their laughter. Filled introduction to the suite, a prelude to the uproarious escapades that awaited them in the vibrant city. Little did they know, their journey was about to be punctuated by a series of misadventures that would solidify their newfound friendships and leave them with a story to recount for years to come. The following day, the travelers ventured out into the heart of Dallas, armed with curiosity and an appetite for adventure. Professor Hawthorne led the way, her scholarly insights providing a rich tapestry of historical context as they explored the iconic Dealey Plaza. Their next stop, the Parrot Museum, proved to be a playground of wonders for Miguel. His sketchbook came to life with vibrant renditions of the exhibits, capturing the essence of science and nature in his unique artistic language. In a moment of artistic inspiration, he attempted to contribute one of his sketches to an interactive display, eliciting amused glances from onlooking visitors. Cynthia's flair for the dramatic found its perfect stage in the museum's earthquake simulation. With dramatic gestures and a theatrical gasp, she transformed a routine demonstration into a show-stopping performance, leaving fellow visitors in stitches of laughter. As they wandered through the Dallas World Aquarium, Harold and Edna's eyes shone with childlike wonder. Hand in hand, they marveled at the kaleidoscope of marine life, their shared amazement a testament to the enduring spark of their golden anniversary. Back at the Omni Dallas Hotel, their experiences became a source of shared laughter and anecdotes. They regaled each other with tales of their escapades, their camaraderie solidifying with each recounting. The comedic misadventures continued within the hotel's walls. A misunderstood button in the elevator transformed their ride into an unexpected whirlwind tour, leaving them stumbling out, disoriented but exhilarated. They navigated the suite's high-tech amenities with an equal measure of amusement and befuddlement, turning each challenge into an opportunity for shared hilarity. Their explorations led them to Clyde Warren Park, a bustling urban oasis. Miguel's sketches captured the dynamic energy of the park, while Cynthia's interpretive dance, inspired by a lively street performance, drew a crowd of captivated onlookers. Reunion Tower offered a panoramic view of Dallas that left them breathless. Professor Hawthorne's historical insights painted a vivid picture of the city's evolution, while Miguel's sketches became a testament to its modern skyline. As the day drew to a close, they dined at the Fairmont Dallas, the elegant setting contrasting with their collective bewilderment at an Avant Garde menu. Harold's wry humor lightened the mood, his quip about foreign tongues evoking hearty laughter. The pinnacle of comedic chaos awaited them at the Galleria Dallas. The labyrinthine shopping center proved to be a playground of hide and seek, with the travelers becoming entangled in a comical game of pursuit and evasion. Their laughter echoed through the halls, drawing bewildered glances from other shoppers. In the midst of these uproarious escapades, the dynamics among the travelers deepened. Professor Hawthorne's scholarly earnestness balanced Miguel's artistic whimsy, while Cynthia's dramatic flair provided the perfect foil to Harold and Edna's timeless love. They moved through the city as a harmonious ensemble, each member adding their unique note to the symphony of their Dallas adventure. The pinnacle of their uproarious adventure unfolded in the Omni Dallas Hotel's state-of-the-art fitness center. Eager to embrace the day with vigor, the travelers had rallied for an early morning workout, each approaching exercise with their own distinctive flair. Professor Hawthorne, armed with determination and an assortment of mismatched workout attire, approached a treadmill. In a fateful press of a button, the machine surged to life, propelling her into a sprint that rivaled the swiftest of gazelles. Her scholarly poise dissolved into a whirlwind of limbs and laughter, a sight that would have put any Olympic sprinter to shame. Miguel, always attuned to the artistic potential of his surroundings, had gravitated towards a yoga class. With a graceful flourish, he joined the ranks of practitioners, interpreting each pose with an interpretative dance that left the instructor and fellow participants in a state of stunned disbelief. Cynthia, with a flair for the dramatic, had taken to the elliptical machine like a seasoned performer on stage. She regaled the gym-goers with tales of imaginary conquests, her arms sweeping through the air as if brandishing a sword in a heroic epic. Meanwhile, Harold and Edna stumbled upon an advanced virtual reality setup. With tentative giggles, they donned the headsets and were immediately transported to a fantastical world of roller coasters and breathtaking landscapes. Their exclamations of delight and surprise echoed through the gym, drawing bewildered gazes from other guests. As the chaos reached its crescendo, the fitness center staff could only watch in a mix of bemusement and astonishment. The travelers, now fully immersed in their comedic feats, had reached the zenith of their escapades. In the midst of this riotous spectacle, the group forged an unbreakable bond. They were no longer strangers thrust together by circumstance. They were a united front facing the challenges of the day with infectious enthusiasm. Little did they know, their triumph in the fitness center was just the beginning. As they reconvened in the suite, breathless but exhilarated, they were about to face their greatest challenge yet, one that would solidify their camaraderie and leave them with a story to recount for years to come. Exhausted but elated, the travelers returned to the Omni Dallas Hotel, their steps lightened by the shared memories of the day's escapades. Laughter still echoed in the corridors, a testament to the camaraderie that had blossomed amidst their adventures. As they gathered in the suite, a sense of contented exhaustion settled over them. Professor Hawthorne, her scholarly demeanor softened by the day's events, shared anecdotes of their explorations. Miguel's sketches adorned the walls, vibrant reminders of their artistic journey through Dallas. In this moment of reflection, an unexpected visitor arrived. The receptionist from the previous day, a sheepish smile playing on her lips. "I'm terribly sorry for the confusion," she began, "but it seems there was indeed a mix-up with the suite." Amused glances were exchanged among the travelers, a sense of déjà vu washing over them. The receptionist explained that their original reservations had been located and separate accommodations were now available. The revelation was met with a chorus of laughter. The group, now bound by a shared tapestry of experiences, faced the news with good-natured humor. They found themselves bidding farewell to the suite, a place that had witnessed their uproarious exploits. As they settled into their new accommodations, they carried with them the memories of their laughter. Filled introduction to the suite, a prelude to the uproarious escapades that awaited them in the vibrant city. Little did they know, their journey was about to be punctuated by a series of misadventures that would solidify their newfound friendships and leave them with a story to recount for years to come. With the morning sun casting a golden glow over Dallas, the travelers gathered in the hotel's lobby, their hearts heavy with the weight of impending farewells. Each carried with them a token of their shared adventure, a bookmark, a sketch, a poem. Tokens that spoke volumes about the unexpected friendships forged amidst their escapades. Professor Hawthorne, her scholarly facade now softened by the memories they had created, presented each traveler with a bookmark adorned with an inspiring quote about friendship. "A reminder of our unexpected journey," she explained, her voice laced with genuine warmth. Miguel, true to his artistic nature, gifted each of them a miniature sketch inspired by their shared exploits. Each sketch captured a moment of their journey, a visual testament to the vibrancy of their time together. Cynthia, in her characteristic dramatic fashion, bestowed upon them each a light-hearted poem, a testament to the laughter and camaraderie that had defined their days. Harold and Edna, in their quiet wisdom, offered heartfelt words of gratitude, their eyes gleaming with the depth of their appreciation. They spoke of the joy that had permeated their golden years, a joy that had been amplified by the shared adventure in Dallas. With these tokens, the travelers sealed their bonds, tangible reminders of the unexpected friendships forged amidst their time in Dallas. As they bid their farewells, there was a palpable reluctance to part ways. They had come together as strangers, brought together by a twist of fate, and now they left as a united front, forever connected by the laughter, filled memories of their time in Dallas. In the end, their adventure had been more than a series of comical mishaps. It had been a testament to the power of shared experiences, to the ability of unlikely companions to find joy in the most unexpected of circumstances. As they dispersed to their respective corners of the world, they carried with them not only the tokens of their adventure, but also the knowledge that sometimes the most cherished friendships are the ones that come from the most surprising places. And so, the travelers went their separate ways, their hearts forever entwined by the laughter and camaraderie of their Dallas adventure, leaving behind a hotel in Dallas that would forever hold the echoes of their joyous escapade. In the wake of their Dallas escapade, the travelers ventured forth, carrying with them the enduring echoes of their shared laughter and unexpected camaraderie. Each returned to their respective corners of the world, their hearts imprinted with the memories of their time together. Through a twist of fate and a series of comical misadventures, they had discovered the true magic of travel. The ability to forge connections with strangers, to find joy in the most unexpected of circumstances, and to leave a place with hearts full of unforgettable moments. The Omni Dallas Hotel, once a backdrop to their whirlwind adventure, stood as a silent witness to the bonds that had been forged within its elegant halls. The sketches, bookmarks, and poems they carried served as tangible reminders of their time together, tokens of a journey that had transcended mere happenstance. In the end, their adventure had been more than a collection of amusing mishaps. It had been a testament to the power of shared experiences, to the ability of unlikely companions to find joy in the most unexpected of circumstances. And so, the travelers carried the spirit of their Dallas adventure with them, a source of warmth and connection that would endure long after the echoes of laughter had faded. They left behind a hotel that held the memory of their joyous escapade, its corridors infused with the spirit of their shared journey. As they scattered across the globe, they knew that they carried with them a piece of Dallas and a piece of each other. The bonds they had forged, the laughter they had shared, and the memories they had created would forever be etched into the tapestry of their lives. And in the end, it wasn't about the mix-up or the unexpected challenges they had faced. It was about the friendships that had blossomed, the laughter that had resonated, and the enduring connection that would forever link them, no matter the miles that stretched between them.